Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 28th. It is the 25th Dog Day of Podcasting and my 12th. I don't really have any specific things I was going to talk about today, and I was trying to decide what I was going to talk about. And I finally think I want to talk about my dad because we've always had kind of an unusual relationship. My dad's probably not like a lot of dads. The things he says, the things he does can be a little bit unusual sometimes. He's very gruff. He's always been that way, but you know he loves you. So I think one of the more interesting stories from my young youth is when I was growing up, for whatever reason, my dad would call my sister Dickhead and he would call me Dickless. And we're little kids. We don't really know the difference. That's what daddy calls us. Okay. It's all good. Yeah, I'm Dickless. Except it finally hit home when my older sister went to school and she called another child Dickhead, and it wasn't daddy that had to feel that, it was mama. And she wasn't pleased because Charlene didn't understand what she had done wrong, and so mama had to explain that to her and why that was inappropriate. And yeah, she wasn't very happy, and when she was telling daddy about it, he just stood there and started laughing. And not that my dad laughs out loud, he just kind of shakes. It's interesting to watch him laugh. And I say watch him laugh because it's more of emotion than a sound. So that was one of the first stories I had from him. I was never really close with him. Like, my sister was a lot more closer. She had the stronger personality and not more closer. But they always got along better than we did. And my mom and I, we were more alike. So we hung out more together. But the one thing that my dad and I could connect on was Duke basketball. And we started watching it early on. I know I was in sixth grade probably before, but I think the most times I remember were middle school age, because that was the time that he and I could watch Duke basketball and we could connect. And I knew every player. I knew every play. I knew all about them. I was totally invested in it. If they lost, I would cry. Yeah, it was kind of sad. But at halftime, Daddy and I would go outside and shoot free throws. And the man, we kept a running count. The man could get like up over 100 of just straight free throws without missing. He played basketball in college. And I, could get a few. I wasn't too bad, but I was never on that level. So those are the good memories I really have with him. Like I said, he was never very personable, but I know that he loved me by the things he did. He was always willing to help. My first husband died when my son was very little, but he was in the hospital for about a month. And it didn't matter the time, day or night. If I wanted to go or needed to go to the hospital and got a phone call, I knew I could call Daddy and he wouldn't say a word. He would just come get me and we would go to the hospital because it was about an hour away. So just little things like that. I knew that he loved me. I'm doing more taking care of him now. He lives across the street, and he's self-sufficient, but, if he wouldn't cook that much, if somebody didn't cook for him, things like that. And every day he goes to the creek in his gator. He's got a huge backyard with a creek, and we feed the deer, put out corn for the deer, and we save food, leftover kind of food, because he also feeds the raccoons. So we have to take the food down the creek to where the raccoons go and put it up there. And where we feed them, a tree fell a couple of weeks ago and they couldn't get to it. So we had to move it up the creek and they didn't like that. So we were glad when we finally got that tree out of the way and the raccoons could go back to their normal eating spot. Why they were so picky, I don't know. They're the most well-fed raccoons on the face of the earth. So that's something we do most days. And he comes and he eats every night, which if there's sporting events on, he likes to watch those. He would watch somebody bounce a ping pong ball up and down if it was called sports. But he also loves Big Bang. And we have watched Big Bang every episode probably 4 times. And he knows he's seen them before, but his memory's going a little bit. So it's kind of new to him when he watches them. And he actually laughs out loud. That's one of the few things he does laugh out loud at. So cooking for him, honestly, is a pain in the ass. He eats no feathers, nothing with feathers, nothing with fins. No chicken, no turkey, no fish. I can get him in to eat shrimp sometimes. His big thing he wants to eat is pork. He loves bacon. the man cooks probably 6 pounds of bacon every week, which he shares with us, which isn't always good. We don't need all that bacon. It's not good for us, but he loves to cook bacon. When I ask him, Dad, is there anything that still tastes good to you? He says, bacon, smoked pork chops. He'll eat some vegetables, but he's always been picky, but it's getting worse. And he likes Reuben sandwiches, so I wanted something different the other night and did kind of a Reuben roll up. And I was like, Daddy, how do you like the Reuben roll up? It's different. And I could tell it went into the bag for the raccoons, so hopefully they liked it better than him. But it works out, and sometimes you find something that he really likes and you feel good when he eats it. But it's hard to get him to eat anything but pork. So tonight we're having smoked pork chops and lots of vegetables because I like those better. And probably potatoes of some sort. So I need to go start fixing dinner and you know a little bit more about my dad, for better or for worse. I hope everybody has a good night or day whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk tomorrow. It's Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.